Hello, hello everybody. I hope we're all well. My name is George. Welcome to the FPL Banter Pod. And Game Week 26 is finally done. We had our last game last night when all our TCers on Gabriel or Rice. If you have Rice, by the way, fair play, because that would have been the better captaincy. But like me and most of, you know, the community, we were all TC Gabriel. You know, we kind of got away with it in the Brentford game. Bit of DEFCON, which led us well into this one. Thinking, you know, Wolves, bottom of the league. Okay, it's away. But it's Arsenal, and they have a great record. And basically, Wolves are shocking at home. They're shocking altogether. Arsenal, you know, best side in the league, best defence in the league. They'll win this 3 or 4 nil. Go home. We'll get a clean sheet, maybe a little Gabriel assist on top of it, which we did get, by the way. But no, unfortunately, the Arsenal fans and us as FPL players had to dive into a massive piece of pie of Arsenal crumble pie. sorry, I've got a bit of a cough, so bear with me. I think we survived it. And the reason I say that is because we got a DEFCON last game. Potentially lucky not to have a red card for Gabriel in that game altogether. But we got away with it. We got a DEFCON. And then we went into this one. And, you know, Arsenal went 2-0 up and Gabriel's assisted. And we're all thinking, oh, this is rosy. You know, this is the right idea. Right, Arsenal, just pack up. And they just it was a wonder goal. I think if that wonder goal doesn't go in, they keep that clean sheet. I really do. But they just crumbled. Arsenal just bottled it and crumbled, as they do. And we're here again in another year when we're saying it's going to be another what-if for Arsenal. I don't think they'll win the league now. I said that a few weeks ago anyway. And I'll dive into my theory about Arsenal and what's going on. But I think we escaped it, but the reason I say we escaped it, I think we've got 11 game weeks left now, which is flown by the way. and because of the free hits, because of some people stirring wild cards and planning for the blanks and doubles, there's not really yeah, this is the time to play it. If you held it and you didn't do it, fair play, because you might have a City double where it's the perfect time to play it, potentially. But even if you do get a City double, it's most likely going to be Palace and Arsenal. Palace game, great. The Arsenal game, I'm not too sure. And It just felt the right time to play it. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you're at a certain rank, you were doing it to defend yourself, just to go, right, okay, well, look, we'll follow the herd here. And that's kind of what we all did. we got a 21 out of it, so I'm okay with it. But, yeah, we'll dive into the game week, last game week. I got an 86, which I'm very happy with, by the way. And sorry, an 84, I apologise. I got 107k green arrow, which is massive, a massive, massive green arrow. I'm 134k now, which is, you know, I say it every week. You know, obviously I want to get as high as I possibly can, but 11 weeks to go, 134k, I'm where I want to be. The target is the top 100k this season. That was the target last season, and I just missed out with 127k, and I think I'm on the right track. I've got a game plan for the rest of the season. Obviously, we need to see how things plan out and all that, but, you know, free hitting 34 is the plan. And then probably my bench boost in 35 or 36, I think it will be, but that's my chip strategy anyway. Sorry, it's really hot in my room, and I think that's what's causing this cough. But we'll go for it. So Roos with a 2. It was a right call in terms of my goalkeepers, because Dubravka got a 1 after conceding 2 goals against Palace. So to be fair to Burnley, they won that game somehow. But yeah, Strand Larsen 2 goals, got Dubravka 1. Roos is unlucky, by the way. I know they scored that goal, which went down as a Van Dijk goal in the end. And, you know, that doesn't go in. Liverpool, Sunderland get a 0-0. I get a clean sheet, and I probably end up on 90 points instead of 84. But, no, look. The keepers are the keepers. You know, it's a lottery. We just have them. And if we get a clean sheet, great. If we don't, it is what it is. My back three of Gabriel, Gehi and Timber. Gabriel, as we've spoke about, done what he did. Defcon assist. No clean sheets, but TC 21, look, we'll take it. Timber with a 2 and a 1 against Brentford and Wolves. But Gehi with a bonus point and a clean sheet against Fulham. And then a midfield 4 of Bruno and Rodgers, both blanking. Rodgers, spoiler alert, Rodgers is probably going this week. And I know that seems a little bit crazy considering they have Leeds and then Wolves. I'm not feeling it with Rodgers at the moment. He pops up every now and then, but he's not consistent enough for me to stay in my team. And if I want to do what I want to do, which I'll get to in a minute, and we'll discuss it properly, then he has to go for me to do it. But there is a world where I don't do anything this week, potentially. It depends how much I believe in a certain hype train. And then we had Semenya on a 14 and Rice on a 14. You know, Rice getting the assist last night. He's got Defcon in both games as well. Yeah, look, fair play to Rice. He's sort of been the one good player for Arsenal at the moment. And really, he should have scored against Brentford, by the way. But he tried to lay it off to Gukeres, and he should have really taken it on himself. And then a front three of Mane with, you know, he had the doubles, but he just got 2 points in each game. Pedro again, scoring and assisting, I believe. I can't remember, so far back now. Yeah, goal and assist. He won a penalty, didn't he? Which Palmer scored. And Haaland with a 5. He went off at half-time with niggles. He's still yellow-flagged, but he's been pictured in training, so I think he will be fine. And then a Dubravka with a 1, an Enzo with a 2, and a Hill with a 9. In terms of next week, now, there's a lot of factors to factor in here. The changing fixtures of Brentford, who are playing very well at the moment, probably one of the most informed sides in the league currently, should have beaten Arsenal, in my opinion. I know that's probably biased, but I felt we actually deserved all 3 points in that game. Scraped past Macclesfield, but we rested a lot of players. Thiago didn't play. Dango got 20 minutes against Macclesfield, so he wasn't risked massively in that game. We only started 4 of our main 11 in that game as well. So most of the boys have had a fairly decent rest. So you can imagine I want to get on some Brentford at some point. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 7 blanks for 31. So obviously, I've got 4 free transfers. Now, I could wait. 31 is 4 game weeks away. 5, sorry. So I don't need to panic. I don't need to go, right, I need to sell force, and then I'll just have 3 on the bench for 31. And I kind of got a rough idea who is going to go in elite, like, for that game week. Now, there's two things, as I said, the Brentford thing is the factor. There's also a little bit of a Liverpool factor as well, because the fixtures turn really nicely for Liverpool. However, there's a certain icy cold player that has decided to turn on again. Now, yes, I know, in the last two games, he's had three penalties. He scored an open play goal against, who did they play a week before last? Brighton. And then, was it Brighton? No, Wolves, sorry, Wolves. And then he got a penalty against Leeds, and he missed a 2-yard goal, which he should have been scoring. So really, Palmer could have had two monster hauls, by the way. He already had one against Wolves, and he could have had one against Leeds. He's got Burnley next. Now, I had a bit of a conversation with my mate Duncan earlier about this and about Palmer and whether he was fixture proof, whether the hype train is something we should be getting on. And here's my opinion on Cole Palmer. If Palmer's fully fit, he is fixture proof. If you don't love watching Cole Palmer play football when he's fully fit, then you don't love football at all. The man is a magician. Now, honestly, he on form, when he's fully fit, no niggles, no thigh problems or groin issues or whatever he's got going on, he is the greatest 10 in the league right now on his day. Now, whether you get Palmer on his day is a different story entirely. But if I believe he's fully fit, then he needs to come into my team. The problem with that is there's two factors here. One is, if I do it, I'm using all four this week, and potentially a hit to get a Liverpool player in as well. And that can only be a defender, unfortunately. So there's two ways I can look at it. There's three things I could do here. So number one is nothing, because my team for this week is actually okay. So I'll read you my team as it is. So I've done no transfers. I'm waiting for presses, because that's what you do. That's what good FPL managers do. You don't panic. You don't knee-jerk. You wait. Wait for the presses. All right, Pep, Arteta, they never really say a lot anyway. But you still wait for them. You wait for the training images, and you wait to see what happens until that, you know, until you make a transfer or a decision. The only way you don't sometimes, if there's going to be a massive price rise and you're basically priced out to do what you want to do, then you either forget about it or you bite the bullet and do it. But 9 times out of 10, you hold off, you wait for presses, and then you can do what you need to do. So currently, Roof's in goal, Gabriel, Gehi and Timber as a back three. The way Arsenal are defending at the moment, there is an argument where I could probably bench Timber for Hill against West Ham. I know West Ham are playing some really good stuff at the moment. it depends if I believe that Spurs are crap, basically. If I feel that Spurs, even though Arsenal just dropped points, that Spurs are going to have no motivation and Arsenal are going to roll them over. If I think that, then I'll just keep the front three I have and leave my team as it is. I think Spurs will at least score, which is why Timber may go on the bench this week, but we'll wait and see. And then I've got a midfield five of Bruno, Semenya, Rice, Rodgers and Enzo. And then a front two of Haaland and Pedro. Now, if Palmer wasn't around, that would be perfect, because Enzo will play in that Palmer role, if you like, and he'll be on pens, and it's Burnley, and great. Great story. Rodgers had Leeds, but Rodgers is very inconsistent at the moment. Rice, even though he had a good double game week, I don't think he's doing what he should be in FPL currently. And, you know, Semenya and Bruno are probably the two best midfielders FPL-wise in the league at the moment. I mean, statistically, they are anyway. So there is that. I could leave it. I could wait. I could wait. Get a full 5-3 transfers for next week. Miss out on Palmer again. See how he does. And see if I believe he is then fixture-proof. Which I'm not sure on yet. But so if I was going to do said move, so I basically, if I'm going to do the Palmer move, I'm also going to have double Brentford, but that means no Liverpool at all, unless I take a hit to take Timber out and bring in Konate. That's the only other thing I could do. Or even Virgil. I can get Virgil. So if I use all four, this is what I'm going to do. So, a double Brentford. So, Thiago will come in for Mane. And then Enzo will come out for Dango. I'm just doing it as we're talking. Just so I can tell you how much I have left and the reasons. So, Thiago and Dango in. And then Rice will go for Palmer. And then I'm a minus 2.8 million, so which would mean the only one who could really go is either Gabriel for a Rodon, potentially, if I want to keep Rodgers. That's one. So basically, do you keep Gabriel? Do you keep Rodgers? Basically, or I sell Rodgers and I bring in Kobe Mainoo, who under Carrick has played a lot better. The only thing with that is obviously because I'll have a front three of Haaland, Pedro and Thiago for Brighton, I also want to play Dango as well. So Mainoo will probably go on the bench, which it is what it is. Like, that's fine, not an issue. And that all depends if I think Palmer's back. The other thing I could do is I could keep Rodgers, not bring in Palmer, but then bring in Wirtz, for example. Actually, no, I'd probably bring in Szoboszlai, because I can't actually do Wirtz with those transfers. And it all depends if I really believe, like, yeah, Palmer's back, he's back to his best. Or do I just think, you know, he's a penalty merchant, he's just getting back to fitness, he's, you know, he's scoring the goals because Pedro's basically winning in penalties for him. Or do I believe he's truly back? He is fit for Burnley, by the way. There's no reason why Palmer shouldn't start, because they don't have another game till next week against Arsenal anyway. The thing is with Palmer, right, he's got Burnley. Burnley, other than Wolves, Burnley are the worst side in the league. That, to be fair, from what I've seen, Wolves are probably better than Burnley at the moment. And getting Cole Palmer at 15% is massive. It's an absolute game changer. The other thing, though, it's more, what do I believe in more? Do I believe that Arsenal are going to absolute railroad Spurs, which they may have to? They may have to respond to the last two Premier League game weeks. Or do I think that Spurs are going to go, okay, we need to save our season here. This is how we do it. We're going to stop Arsenal winning the league. Because Spurs could do that, by the way. If Spurs beat Arsenal at the weekend, done. Title's over. I don't care what anyone says. The title would definitely be over. I think the title's over anyway. I think City will smell blood now in this league, and Pep teams do this. They will go on a run where they just will not stop, and they'll have their foot on Arsenal's neck more and more and more, and Arsenal just won't be able to come back from what is going on in the club at the moment. Whether I get Palmer or not, I think I'm still going to captain Haaland. And see, it's difficult because he's still not back, Haaland, not properly. And really, the Chelsea fixture is the one. So if I'm going to get Palmer, I might as well go all out and captain him as well. Or if not, I'll captain Pedro instead. It's rank, isn't it? And you kind of want to protect yourself, but then at the same time, you want to go a bit aggressive. The other option is, if Haaland was deemed injured, which he isn't, because he has said he's been seen in training, but if Haaland was injured, it would make it a lot easier, because I could get Ekitike for Haaland, Mane for Thiago, and then Palmer would be Rice, and that would be it. I wouldn't have to worry, and I'd leave Dango on the bench. I think I will probably do the Palmer moves, so the four transfers for Palmer. I'll give this Arsenal defence one more week, I think, and then Timber will probably become a Liverpool defender. Yeah. I do want Szoboszlai though, so I may try and find a route to somehow. Basically, if I want Szoboszlai, so if I do the Dango route, I use my forfeit transfers, no hits. If I go down the Szoboszlai route, I'm going to have to take a -4, which I don't really want to do yet. Especially with me third in the February Manager of the Month competition at the moment within the FPL family. And with me top of the FPL Banter League, which certain individual has thrown his toys out the pram about, Steve. It's funny actually. So I've put this. The little joke earlier was about Steve has made a few early transfers, and he said one of the reasons he does was so that. He didn't want to do his transfers after my pod, so it doesn't seem like he's copying me, which I've accused him of. Yeah, look, other than that, all banter, as per usual in the FPL little banter crew. I think this game week and my transfers all depend if I really believe Palmer's back. As I said, if he's back, he's the best number 10 in the league. He's better than Bruno, Odegaard, who are the other 10s? Rodgers, yeah. I love him. I love watching. I hate Chelsea, by the way. Let me get this straight. I'm a Brentford fan, and I absolutely hate Chelsea. But Cole Palmer is just, I just love watching him. I just love, like, honestly. And this is actually where he don't care either. He just gets on with it. He just plays his game. And he don't listen to any of the noise. And, you know, Thierry was like that. I don't think he's as good as Thierry Henry, by the way. But he reminds me of a little bit of that about him. He's just a magician. He really is. But that's enough of my Palmer love. And again, the reason I want to do these transfers is Brentford. Now, honestly, I love my club anyway. I loved it under Frank, but under Andrews, oh my God, there's this new lease of love that I have for Brentford and the way we play football and what Andrews has done. And there's a sense of more togetherness with the fans and the players and the whole club as general at the moment. And the reason I want Thiago and Dango, that's Owen Bremo Wissa back. That is the little, because That's why we did okay last season, because in Bremo and Wissa, the chemistry they had was great. Thiago and Dango are having that chemistry as well. A little bit like Pedro and Palmer. Pedro's winning the penalties for Palmer to take. Similar to Dango, but Dango's now actually going, well, no, I'm not just here to win you penalties. I'm going to score a few goals as well. The only thing I don't like about... I'm okay with selling Rodgers. I kind of... I'm at ease with that. I'm just... The one issue I have, I just... Arsenal Spurs, I just... I kind of want to go one more week with Triple Arsenal. Because as much as they crumbled the last two games, and they have, and they've only won 2-7, by the way, Arsenal. If they can't win this game against probably the worst Spurs side we've ever seen, with the injuries they have, then, you know, they're not going to win the league. And we can all just bin all the Arsenal assets if they can't beat this Spurs side. So, I think it depends. Again, I'm going around in circles, I know. But I think it all depends on, do I believe Arsenal as a team are going to haul against the Spurs side? Or do I think Palmer's just going to, you know, put all the Arsenal players this week out of the water and get more points than them? Not sure. But yeah, that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed. I've rambled a lot. Probably, if I'm brave, I will captain Pedro if I go there, or Palmer if I buy him. If not, I will probably captain Haaland or Semenyo. It's between those four. I think Haaland is, you know, a rank protector. But I think this is a week where, even though I don't think Newcastle are great at the moment, despite their three away wins, I think Pedro or Palmer is a great option for captaincy. But yeah, enjoy Green Arrows, guys, and I'll see you for the preview of game week 28. Cheers.